Right. Jason and Karen, now I asked you to look at the case study for Box Telecom as part of your exam assessment. It's interesting because they're in the middle of problems at the moment, and I want you to track how they deal with them. Let's start with you, Karen. Having read through the case study, can you just summarise what the problems were that Box Telecom had to take on board?
Well, of course, what first came to their attention was that despite a new advertising campaign, they were suffering from falling sales, and this is something that had many causes. On top of that immediate problem, what had also happened over the last 2 years was that although they had invested in an expansion plan, they had to face up to increased competition. And before they had a chance to get to grips with the effects of that, they were stalled by a strike. And it was just when they were thinking about making a colossal investment in new machinery for their plants. So they were really in trouble.
Yes, I think that's fair. And Jason, now you contacted the company, didn't you? What did the company define as the reasons for these problems?
Well, I think they've hit on the right things. It would be easy to say they had invested too heavily or at the wrong time, but in fact the signs were good, and what they were set back by was high interest rates. At the same time, their longer-term problems, which were affecting their market share, were eventually credited to poor training. And having looked at the details in their last report, I think that's right.